Welcome to this demonstration of a nice little trick with iOS, which enables you to read your iBooks or Kindle books, even when the screen is locked, with speech output. And a number of people have talked about and described this particular feature with iOS, but I haven't actually done a demo of it up until this point, so I thought I'd better get on with it and do a demo. And what I'm talking about is the speak screen function that, when you enable it, will allow you to do exactly what I said, and that is to be able to lock your iPhone, pop it in your pocket, and with your Bluetooth headset or wired headset, listen to your ebooks or any other scrollable content. So first of all, let me show you where you go and turn it on. Now, manually, you can go into Settings, General Accessibility, and then Speech. I'm just going to bring up the Accessibility panel straight away by just asking Siri. Hey Siri, open Accessibility Settings.
Here are the settings for accessibility.
And I'm going to flick through down to Speech.
Accessibility. Heading. Vision. Heading. VoiceOver. On. Zoom. Off. Invert colors. Off. Grayscale. Off. Speech. Button.
Okay, there's a speech button. One finger double tap.
Selected. Speech. Accessibility. Back button.
Flick through to the right.
Speech. Heading. Speak selection. Off. Double tap to toggle setting.
Okay, now that speak selection, I've currently got mine turned off. That's not what we need. If I flick to the right, here's an explanation.
A speak button will appear when you select text.
Okay, a speak button will appear when you select text. Flick to the right again.
Speak screen. On.
This is the one we
double
want.
Tap to toggle setting.
And that's already on. Speak screen. And flick to the right and here's an explanation.
Swipe down with two fingers from the top of the screen to hear the content of the screen.
Okay, swipe down with two fingers to hear the content of the screen. And if you try and use it at the home screens, it won't work. It'll say there's nothing to speak. So basically use it inside an app, i.e. iBooks or Kindle. And I'll show you both of those in a minute. So I flick to the right.
Voices. Button.
This is where you can select your voices. If I flick to the right.
Speaking rate. Heading.
Speaking rate. Heading.
Speaking rate. 60%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the value.
This is speaking rate, so you can adjust the speaking rate. Now if I flick back to the left.
Speaking rate. Heading. Voices. Button.
Back to voices. One finger double tap.
Voices. Speech. Back button.
If I flick to the right.
Voices. Heading. English. English. Australia. Button.
Okay, at the moment I've got mine set to English Australia, and I should say that the voice speech is separate from the voice speech that VoiceOver uses. They're independent of each other. So flick to the right.
Arabic. Arabic. Saudi Arabia.
So
button.
Arabic.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Chinese. China. Button.
Flick back
Arabic.
To the left.
English. English. Australia.
Double tap on English.
English. Voices. Back button.
Flick to the right.
English. Heading. Edit. Button. English. Australia. Heading. Karen. Default. Selected. Karen. Enhanced. Using 120 megabytes.
Which is what actions I'm currently available. Using. If I flick to the right.
Siri Mail, default.
Siri Mail.
Siri Mail, enhanced. Using 174 megabytes.
Siri Mail.
Actions available.
So just to demonstrate the differences, I'm going to double tap on Siri Mail.
Selected. Siri Mail, enhanced. Using 174 megabytes.
Two finger scrub to go back.
Voices. Check. Check. Czech Republic. Button.
Two finger scrub to go back again.
Speech. Accessibility. Back button. Settings. Personal hotspot. Button.
And I'm back to the main settings screen. And of course, I could have really just pressed the home button to go back to
messages,
the home screen. Let me go and open up iBooks. Hey Siri, open iBooks.
iBooks, library, button.
I've just opened up a book called Born to Magic. I'm going to touch on my status line at the top.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi buzz, David's Wi-Fi network.
Now what I'm going to do from the status line is do a two finger flick down. And this is independent of VoiceOver and it will start the speech reading with the Australian Siri Mail voice, which is Tyler, reading the screen at speech rate 60, and then I'll show you how you can slow it down at the lock screen if you wish to. So I'm going to do a two-finger swipe down, and I'm going to lock my screen.
Chapter 1 Nevi, the 5th millennium, 5267,
okay,
despite the heat of the summer
screen.
Sun, the deep forest was cool from a distance. The crackle of a branch stepped upon by a large animal drifted to the breeze rustling through the
okay,
tree leaves caught the sweat beating young Rena's brows. She was on the last day of the traditional cleansing period before her 14th birthday. She had spent the time wandering the forest, adjusting to the changes within her body and her mind, changes that had begun weeks before and had increased 100-fold in the past days. Her mother had explained, not for the first time, how the final 5 days leading to her return home would be among the most important days of her life. During these days, she would find her Aeolutum, her object of guidance. For some it was a bird, for others an animal, her mother's Aeolutum.
Two finger double tap to stop it reading. So I touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Minimize speaking bar button.
The minimize speaking bar that pops up when you use the speak screen function. And that's in apps or at the lock screen.
Minimize speaking bar button.
If I flick to the right.
iBooks.
It's the name of the app.
Stop button.
Stop.
Decrease speaking rate. Button.
Decrease speaking rate.
Rewind. Button.
Rewind.
Play. Button.
Play.
Fast forward. Button.
Fast forward.
Increase speaking rate. Button.
And increase speaking rate. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to flick back.
Fast forward. Play. Button. Rewind. Decrease speaking rate. Button.
Decrease speaking rate. And I'm going to do a two-finger magic double tap with VoiceOver to start it reading.
Was a Gorlin, a four-legged huntress of incredible strength. Remember, the mother had said in parting, be vigilant.
Decrease
always.
Speaking rate.
If you do not choose an
Agudum,
it chooses you. There would also be changes in her body. Her mother had warned in their maternal line, it would most likely be a darkening of her skin from its almond shade to a deeper pale brown hue.
Right.
Conversely,
rewind, button,
her mother
pause,
had added,
button,
there could also be a lightening
forward,
of her
button,
dark blonde hair.
Rate,
in the branches
button,
high above her,
rate.
She sensed something.
Increase
watching looking
rate.
Up, she spotted an unusually light,
increase
freedom guarding its nest, the silver-feathered male bird, lethal to any animal unfortunate enough to weigh less than its own 20 pounds, stood guard over two hatchlings.
Fast forward.
Arena sensed the trigger and she posed no threat. It watched her closely. Arena smiled and stuttered forward. The lens she was upon belonged to her family.
Play.
Pause it. And of course, I can do a two-finger double tap or one-finger double tap now to start playing again.
Play.
People came to this area, which bordered the outlands of the blue desert,
rewind.
Place where hardways and
button.
Outcasts lived. The people who inhabited the desert
decrease
were not those one wanted
rate.
To meet. Thieves and murderers,
runaways
and other criminals were the mainstay of the blue desert's population.
Rate.
Yet her father had made a truce
rewind.
With the news before
button.
It was a strange truce.
Rewind.
Most important
rewind.
Days. Chapter 1 Nevi, the 5th millennium, 5267. Despite the heat of the summer sun, the deep forest was cool from a distance. The crackle of a branch stepped upon by a large animal
again.
Drifted to her. The breeze
screen
rustling
lock.
Through the tree leaves called the sweat beating young Arena's brows. She was on the last day of the traditional cleansing period before her 14th birthday. She had spent the time wandering the forests, adjusting to the changes within her body and her mind. Changes that had begun weeks before and had increased 100-fold in the past days. Her mother had explained, not for the first time, how the final 5 days leading to her return home would be among the most important days of her life. During these days, she would find her Aeolutum, her object of guidance. For some it was a bird, for others an animal. Her mother's Aeolutum was a Gorlin.
And I've stopped it reading. That's the iBooks app. Now let me just show you what you can do with the Kindle app, since there's no status line when you're in a book. So just let me unlock my screen.
iBooks. Library. Button.
Open up the Kindle app. Hey Siri, open Kindle.
Kindle. Double tap the menu.
Now if I touch top of the screen, there's nothing at the top of the screen, so there's no status line for me to do a two-finger flick down from to invoke the speak screen. And if I try and find the
speaking
bar,
minimize speaking bar button,
and if I flick through to the right,
iBooks,
it's currently set on iBooks. So if I start it playing, it's going to read the Born to Magic out of iBooks. It's not going to read the current screen. So the way to do it is quite simple. You just ask Siri to speak screen, and then the scrolling function will then kick in, and of course you can lock it as well. And again, just in case you're interested, the name of this book is Hell's Foundation by David Weber, and it's part of the Safehold series. So let me just show you that quickly before I finish. Hey Siri, speak screen.
March, year of God, 897.
Swipe two fingers beside
Diadem
the tar.
Merlin Athral's chamber. Trusian embassy. Cedar City. Republic of Sydnamark. The roaring, shingle-lifting bluster of snow-laden wind only made the sudden, profound silence more complete. The slight sound as a cold settled on
the
modest bedchamber's hearth seemed almost deafening, and Merlin Athral's stood very still, shoulders against the door he'd just closed behind him, sapphire eyes gazing intently through the fire, flickered dimness at the slender woman in the single chair beside that hearth. The woman who had just called him Abraham, which, he reflected, made the question of how she managed to get by the alert. Sentinels guarding the Trusian embassy here in the heart
page.
Of Sidra City rather secondary. The heavy, utilitarian coat.
And I'll stop the book reading. A two-finger double tap again.
Hanging from his
and
coat tree, like the boots and thick woolen stockings she'd slipped from slim,
still
pedicured
reading.
Feet and set before the fire, was soaked with melting snow. The firelight
the
cast dancing light and shadow across
two
her brilliant, expressive eyes, gleamed on the golden.
Stops at reading, and of course, if I touch top left-hand side of my screen,
speak screen, minimize speaking bar, Kindle.
Now the speak screen is set on the Kindle app.
Stop button, decrease speaking rate, rewind button.
Okay, etc., etc. And I could also do that same speaking control in the iBooks app. So let me just show you that now. I'm just going to unlock my phone.
Kindle, minimize.
Hey Siri, open iBooks.
iBooks.
And I can just say, hey Siri, speak screen.
Most important
library,
days of her life
button.
During these days,
page
she would find her Aeolutum, her object of guidance. For some it was a bird, for others an animal. Her mother's Aeolutum was a Gorlin, a four-legged huntress of incredible strength. Remember, her mother had said in parting.
And of course, two-finger double tap to stop it, and I could also ask Siri to stop it reading as well. So that's basically two ways of invoking the speak screen function. A two-finger flick down from the status line, or as in the Kindle app, if you don't have a status line to do a two-finger flick down from, of course using VoiceOver, then you can invoke the speak screen function by asking Siri to do the function for you. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.